From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Governor Jay Nixon is planning a cross-state trip to announce plans for the state commission that oversees training and education for law enforcement officers. Nixon is scheduled to stop in Kansas City, St. Louis, and Springfield today to discuss Missouri's Peace Officer Standards and Training Commission. The commission sets standards for law enforcement training and continuing education. It also oversees standards for instructors in law enforcement training academies. The announcement comes days before the first anniversary of the fatal shooting in Ferguson of 18-year-old Michael Brown, who was black and unarmed, by Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson. Though a St. Louis County grand jury and the Justice Department ruled Wilson committed no wrongdoing, Brown's supporters questioned the officer's use of deadly force. Missouri Tech students are now without a school after it abruptly closed its doors in St. Charles without warning. The school closed Saturday and its website was shut down yesterday. The Missouri Department of Higher Education was informed by company representatives of the school that they were going out of business for financial reasons on Friday. Department spokeswoman Jessica Duran says the state would work with students to match them with similar programs as quickly as possible. Missouri Tech had offered programs in networking, software engineering, and electronic engineering. About $1 million in Missouri taxpayer money is set to go to an education nonprofit tasked with helping at-risk St. Louis youth. Governor Jay Nixon announced yesterday the money from the Department of Public Safety will pay for an AMI Kids Incorporated pilot program. The group is set to work with about 180 high school students in St. Louis public schools. Goals include improving teacher and student safety, reducing school-based arrests, and cutting the number of long-term suspensions and expulsions. Other interventions are aimed at improving high school performance and lowering the student dropout rate. More than 1,170 Missouri students from two failing St. Louis area school systems have been placed in other districts this year. That's slightly up from the roughly 1,150 children who switched to better-performing schools in the 2014-2015 school year. About 550 students from the troubled Normandy system have been placed in other schools. Last year, about 420 students transferred. Nearly 620 from Riverview Gardens are set to study elsewhere this year after 730 transferred from the district a year ago. Missouri law allows students to transfer from failing schools. The struggling districts must pay their tuition. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon this year vetoed legislation that some lawmakers touted as a fix for issues with that law. He's instead backing collaboration between area schools to help Riverview and Normandy regain accreditation. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.